Well, my I'm responsible for early childhood education. I'm an associate professor of early childhood education, and I'm responsible for teaching all the courses in early childhood education. And since I arrived at UNLV as a full-time faculty member, I developed the early childhood curriculum. When I came to UNLV, we only had two courses in early childhood, but now we have a total of 7 courses, 5 undergraduate courses and 2 graduate courses. So we're moving along quite well in developing that part of the curriculum.
Sounds like you're a really influential program. It's a very good program from what I can see. Have you noticed in the last, 20 years you've been here?
Well, it's been 30 years total.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any dramatic changes or just subtle changes that have taken place in the education?
No, I've noticed a lot of dramatic changes both at UNLV and in the public schools. When I first came to Las Vegas, the public schools first, we did not have as many public schools because we didn't have as, well, this area was not as highly populated as it is today. But during 1955, when we had what we call a building and growing boom, we had lots of people to come into this area. And of course, then lots of children also arrived at the same time their parents did. And our schools were overflowing. Many of the schools were on what we call half-day sessions, wherein some of the children started the school at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they went from 8 to 12. And they left school, and a new group of children arrived at 12 and went to school from 12 to 4. I think the quality of teaching that we have today is much superior to that we had in those early days, because the school district really needed people to really take care of children at school. And they were not as strict as they are today about the certification and the preparation of those teachers. Some teachers came to this area to teach with basically, say, 2 years of college. They had not finished or prepared themselves for elementary teaching. We had some people who were more prepared to teach in the secondary schools, but they were given jobs in the elementary school because the school district is needed to have teachers. In fact, we used to say among ourselves, you know, almost have a warm body to come to Las Vegas and get a job because of the need. And as I go in and out of the schools today, I certainly know that these people are better qualified, and the quality of teaching, it's much better than it was at that time.